Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With cool weather still in the garden, it's a refreshing time to get out for a walk. Go to your profile at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, make your reservations, grab your mask. It's the perfect time to get out in nature. This year's Groundhog Day had Punxsutawney Phil predicting 6 more weeks of winter, but it's not slowing down the wonderful super bloom that has started in the garden. It seems like everywhere you look in the garden there are blooming bulbs. As you walk through the entry atrium, you see the tubs of daffodils getting better and better, then see the geometric tulip beds ablaze with bloom. The mixed beds in the grass garden below the formal rose garden and the tulips under the cherry trees in the amphitheater meadow. There are also clumps of naturalized daffodils throughout the demonstration beds around the end of Memorial Meadow, where there are a few gorgeous iris blooms mixed in, and along the walking trails in the wild areas in the back of the garden. As you head into the demonstration beds, notice the early bloom on the wood violets and the borage plants. Both plants are excellent at self-seeding, and both are edible, so if you have them in your garden at home, they are very charming to dress up a salad or garnish a dinner tray. The wood violets, or English violets as they're also known, are native to Europe but have been introduced into North America and Australia, naturalizing easily into most garden settings. They make an excellent ground cover in a woodland garden and have an incredibly unique sweet fragrance that came into popularity in the late Victorian era. The English and French have used the leaves and flowers for the scent of violet to be used in cosmetics and personal products for many years, and in France, the flowers are used to make an expensive confectionery violet syrup. If you are following the trail of the super bloom, you'll wander down the path past the formal rose garden, and if you just take the first trail to the right, just before the amphitheater, you'll see a lovely bed of Queen's Tears bromeliads. These lovely rainbow-colored plants have upright tubular gray-green leaves, a rosy pink arching bract with lime green flower petals rimmed with royal blue, and a yellow stamen in each. They are also known as the friendship plant because they can be propagated so easily to be shared with friends. Heading up to the California Native Garden, this is the time of year to watch for California wildflowers and natives to begin blooming. Along the edges of the cactus garden, you can see an early California poppy and a lupin or two. The California sunflower and the blue hibiscus, which is technically not a hibiscus at all, are beginning a springtime show in the native garden. Also blooming in the California Native Garden is the Georgie Red Monkeyflower. The monkeyflower is a wonderful native wildflower that grows wild in the foothills along the California coastline. It easily cross-pollinates, and you can find it in all shades of flowers from red, yellow, and orange to white. Walking along the aloe garden gives a wonderful view of a variety of aloes that are all blooming just now. One especially pretty aloe is the stone aloe, on which the 4-foot-tall flower spikes are two-tone. The top of the spike is a darker color, while the bottom, where the flowers have opened, fade out to a lighter creamy color. These flowers are a favorite with nectar-loving pollinators, and the plant itself is another of the medicinal aloes that can be used as a cure for burns and minor wounds. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.